through real good goaltending tonight, and lots of effort. You know, 27 block shots, and I don't think, again, things were smooth or easy at times with the puck, but usually a real hard effort and real good goaltending, you're going to give yourself a chance, right? So we've struggled here in five games, and you could feel, you know what's there. So you want, and we got contribution for just about everybody on the bench that had a chance to play, and then you need two or three guys to be, you know, special, and your goaltender's one of them. Blake Wheeler plus three, but didn't come off the ice a whole lot here tonight, and so really important, great leadership.
Does it just allow you to take that exhale now when you snap the streak, or how do you?
Yeah, you've got to win. You've got to win to feel good. The benefit I'm hoping that we see from it's a little bit of confidence with the puck, a little relaxation. You know, we missed the net six times in the first period on most of our best offense. And then still in the third, tossed up some simple offense pucks to the net, trying to find a seam. That we don't need to do that. So a little more confidence with the puck, a little, but the fight was there, the compete's there. It's a pretty gritty effort.
What can you tell us about Nick Batan and all this?
Yeah, lower body, and I would say day to day, there's nothing, we don't think, sinister. That so it's just a mere flesh wound.
Quick update on, you know, Brian and Matthew both skated before.
Yeah, Brian skated. I probably would put him ahead of Pearl. That was Matty's first time on the ice in about 2 weeks, so Brian's been cleared for contact, and he skated for a while, so it'll be a matter of getting some good bumps in practice, and then making sure that he comes back in the next day and feels good. We feel he's not too far off now.
What's been missing from Alex Bobistroff's game that made him a healthy scratch these last two?
It's really not so much about Alex. It's Drew Stafford and Kyle Connor come back, so Staff goes in. And for me, Kyle, and he didn't get a chance to play much here tonight. Andrew's a real basic defensive center in a lot of ways, and that's the support that I think Kyle needs.
Paul, Jacob Trouba, obviously a big part of your penalty kill in the third period. The offense really hasn't been there yet for him since he's come back, but today he seemed to be jumping into the play a bit more and sort of helped lead to that first goal. What did you see from Jacob's game today, and what did you like?
I think he's built on it right from the start. Pretty basic game when he came in, and he played big minutes, the penalty kill. He's always played his best hockey in the heavier games, the bigger grind, the harder, the teams that drive the net harder, that's where he excels, I agree. You started to see him, you know, rounding the back of the net and coming up the ice as a threat, skating. Like the amount of time that he missed is so difficult to recapture in your play. The benefits are it wasn't an injury that had kept him out, but he's quite a bit ahead. I know the numbers, you got two helpers tonight, but he's quite a bit ahead of where I expected him to be. He can handle the big minutes, so he's... And he's played well, you know, really with whoever we've played him with, and with injuries and Toby being gone, we've moved people around on him. He can be such an impactful defenseman, a young defenseman. He's such a strong man physically, and as he gets more and more confident and back into his rhythm, I think we're going to really enjoy his play this year.
Your goaltender said that he actually likes early starts like today. Would he be in the minority? Just your thoughts on a noon start and what it's like to sort of get into the game. Was it a bit sluggish?
I've always liked the afternoon. I think it was for both teams. We see that. We'll schedule as many noon games as we can for Helly. You know what? What's different about the NHL probably this year more than ever? The start times now, it used to be a big deal. You get a 5 o'clock. I mean, that's the one start I don't like is the 5 o'clock after you've played at 7 the night before. But other than that, we got all kinds of different start times now. I think another 2 or 3 years, we won't even talk about it. These young players come in, and that's all they'll ever know is less routine. And that's probably true of your normal NHL daily life. There's just less routine now with the travel and the schedules the way they are. A lot of the things that the guys used to count on, whether you're, you know, morning skates or practice time, it's just going to change.
What were you expecting from, and did you get what you were expecting from Mark and Blake after sitting them down?
Yeah, that whole thing, and Patrick's the guy that doesn't get thrown into that, but there were three of them. They had done enough, so it wasn't, clearly I didn't like the penalty that Mark took and the frustration, but I had played them enough on that trip. We'd worn them out. If I had gone to, the easy thing is to cut your fourth line out and run them right into the ice again. I wasn't as upset about their play. It wasn't that. It was, you know what, it was also just as much as the other nine forwards, and now we are talking specifically about Mark and Blake. They've carried this group since our injuries happened, and it's all fallen on them. Those other guys need to understand that we need all of them just as much as Mark and Blake. So I wasn't trying to send a message to anybody. I just, at 4-1, you never, as a coach, think you're out of it, because we've proven this year that we're not. But I didn't like any part of the way that was trending, that game was trending, and the other nine guys don't get to sit on the bench and watch those guys work their asses off all night and come away hanging, and we hang the loss on them. So it wasn't nearly as, I didn't like the penalty. That's where the starting point of it, but, you know, put them back in after the second time out or the third time out. I thought those other guys could earn a sweat.
I talked with Blake, and he made it clear he never thought that there was any intention or that you were calling out his game or anything like that. Oh. He said, I mean, him being who he is, it was hard for him to watch the rest of the team kind of take it on the chin in that third period. And
yep.
A little pissed off coming into this game. I mean, is that your expectation from him? And
well, you know, yeah, so it would absolutely not be a question of his game, right? There isn't a more consistent player in our lineup. Yeah, there's a piece to that. I know we got a game in 2 days, and he did bring a snarl to the rink, but I'm not trying to wind that man up. He handles it right. He's on the bench cheering his other guys on, you know, as a captain. It's easy to sit your fourth line.